You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and the post-initial radio obituary is for Tommy Fassenda, the American rock and roll singer and guitarist, best known for his single, High School USA, released in 1959. He started out his career in Gene Vincent's Blue Caps in 1957, where he performed as a backup vocalist and was given the nickname Bubba. He was known as the Clapper Boys of Vincent's band, along with Paul Peek, because of their trademark hand clap style during live shows. But that big hit, High School USA, which we're going to hear in just a few moments, listed names of high schools in his home state of Virginia. But when Atlantic Records picked up the song for national distribution, they had him record 28 versions of the tune using regional high school names across the country. Tommy Fassenda just passed away at 83. It's the post-initial radio obituary with the Cincinnati version of that song, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
High School USA.
That could ever be. They come from Withrow Hughes and Western Hills, Woodward Central and Springfield, Loveland, Milford, Aquinas, Roosevelt High and Franklin Heights, North, South, Oakwood too. Well, I want to do the high school bop with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, come Saturday morning, they were still going strong. They've been rocking and rolling all night long.
High School USA.
No time to study on their ABCs.
High School USA.
They're getting their lessons on the birds and the bees.
High School USA.
Yeah, all across the floor they are doing the hop. Everybody doing that a high school bop. They come from Kettering High and Fairview, Eastmore, Belmont, Stivers too, Holmes and Clay and Centerville, Chaminade, Madeira and Walnut Hills, Reynoldsburg and Bexley too. Well, I want to do the high school bop with you. There was Zena High and Waterson, Lafayette West and Patterson, Bishop Hartley and Wolverite, St. Bernard and Lincoln Heights, University, Anderson too. Well, I want to do the high school bop with you. Uh-huh.
High school USA.
The next radio obituary is for Robert Clary, the French-born American actor best known for his role in the television sitcom Hogan's Heroes. He also had recurring roles in soap operas Days of Our Lives and The Bold and the Beautiful. He just passed away at 96. We're going to focus on his recording career, though, as part of the next radio obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Put on an old pair of shoes and we go walking down the alley. Maybe we'll run into Sally and the crowd we used to know. Put on an old pair of shoes and even though our clothes look baggy, we'll go down and call on Maggie and Joe. We always find fair weather when the gang gets together. We know they don't care whether we're broke or in a dock. We'll find the dreams left behind in all the old familiar places as we mend the broken laces of an old pair of shoes.
Thank you.
ooh-wee. And we go walking, walking on the alley,
ooh-wee.
Maybe we'll run into Sally,
ooh-wee.
And the crowd we used to know put on an old pair of shoes,
ooh-wee.
And even though our clothes look baggy,
ooh-wee.
We'll go down and call Maggie and June. We'll always find fair weather when the gang gets together. We'll know they don't care whether we're broke or in other. We'll find the dreams left behind in all the old familiar places as we mend the broken laces of an old pair of shoes.
I love a tender voice that tells me I'm divine. If no voice I fear could be quite as sincere, so I'm in love with mine. I love to hold a hand that clings to mine alone. Since none has such an affectionate touch, I always hold my own. I love admiration, so if I'm acting hamily, it's just that my love thinks I'm the most sensational member of my family. And with that point of view, I happen to agree. If my heart melts over nobody else, the reason's plain to see. 'Cause I'm in love, yes, I'm in love with someone I'm deserving of, me. It's just that my love thinks I'm the most sensational member of my family. And with that point of view, I happen to agree. If my heart melts over nobody else, the reason's plain to see. 'Cause I'm in love, yes, I'm in love with someone I'm deserving of, me.
Was beat when I reached my seat in the 88th row, the Hollywood Bowl. Hollywood Bowl, Hollywood, Wood, Wood, Wood Bowl. The symphony never gets to me in the 88th row, the Hollywood Bowl. I wore hard both my shoes climbing up to the stratosphere. I'm glad I brought the evening news, 'cause they had nothing doing up here. Hollywood Bowl, Hollywood, Wood, Wood, Wood Bowl. Now take my tip, it's a weekend trip to the 88th row, the Hollywood Bowl. Thank you. must be it when I reach my seat in the 88th row of the Hollywood Bowl. Hollywood Bowl. Hollywood Bowl. 90th Symphony never gets to me in the 88th row of the Hollywood Bowl. I wore above my shoes, climbing up to the stratosphere. I'm glad I brought the evening news, 'cause they have nothing doing up here. Hollywood Bowl, yeah. Hollywood Bowl. Now take my tip, it's a weekend trip to the 88th row of the Hollywood Bowl. To the 88th row of the Hollywood Bowl.
The cleanup radio obituary is for Joyce Bryant, the American singer, dancer, and civil rights activist. She achieved fame in the late 1940s and early 50s as a theater and nightclub performer with her signature silver hair and tight mermaid dresses. She had nicknames including the Bronze Blonde Bombshell, the Black Marilyn Monroe, the Belcher, and the voice you'll always remember. Joyce Bryant just passed away at 95. It's the cleanup radio obituary just for her, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It's only human to love you like I do and do the things they say I oughtn't to. But who's to say when it concerns us two? It's only human. Yes, yes.
It's only human, I know.
If I act fussy or even grouchy too, it's just the fear I have of losing you. The love in me brings on the things I do. It's not inhuman, no. Then a kiss would start our love anew. It's only human. Yes, yes.
Lonesome, lonesome. I'm lonesome for you.
Feel like die.
are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Charles Koppelman, the American musician, music producer, and businessman. He held executive positions at EMI and Steve Madden and was chairman of the Martha Stewart Living OmniMedia. Bubbles in the Think Tank listeners, though, will know him best for when he broke into the music business as a member of the group The Ivy Three, which had a top 10 hit in 1960 entitled Yogi. He had a busy career in the music industry, including a stint in the 1970s when he was at CBS Records, where he ended up signing Billy Joel, Dave Mason, Janis Ian, Journey, and Phoebe Snow. Charles Koppelman just passed away at 82. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Well, gotta find a cab. That looks like one. Flashing red light. Strange. Two drivers. Nice blue uniform.
Hey, Mac, this is the police.
Quiet, young man. Take me to the station.
Okay, Mac. To the station.
I guess for a man there is no hope. He'll have to stumble, mumble, and grow. So if you kids ever see this cat, won't someone help him? Show him where he's at.
Won't someone in the land of the Bop-a-Doo help our leader man, Mr. Bagoo?
A Bagoo. A Bagoo.
Bagoo.
Took all my money, threw me in jail. Can't see my lawyer. Ain't got no bail. I'm stuck. The bread's mighty steel. Can't see my woman. Don't get no mail. Work 14 hours. Jailer's on my tail. I'm stuck in New Orleans. New Orleans jail. Where the bread's mighty steel. Jailer, jailer, set me free. Punch that no good love. Judge said guilty. Didn't leave my tail. 10 days hard labor. Cooked up like a quail. I'm stuck in New Orleans. New Orleans jail. Where the bread's mighty steel. Jailer, jailer, set me free. I'll be as good as I can be. Jailer, jailer, let me out. I'm sorry I punched that no good love. Judge said guilty. Didn't leave my tail. 10 days hard labor. Cooped up like a quail. I'm stuck in New Orleans. New Orleans jail. Where the bread's mighty steel. Stuck in New Orleans, New Orleans jail. You know the bread's mighty steel.
Come on, baby, it's a Saturday night. Let's go to the movies. Come on, baby, let me hold you tight. walked by, I walked right by. I didn't see her this time in the night. She caught my eye. It must be the moonshine making me feel like love all over. Moonshine making me feel like a peppermint clover. Moonshine, please shine down on me. My new Nana sitting by my side makes me happy all those moonless nights and all the times I've cried. Now I'm happy, moonshine making me feel like I love all over. Moonshine making me feel like a peppermint clover. Moonshine, please shine down.
Pre-antepenultimate radio obituary is for Mick Goodrick, the American jazz guitar player who spent most of his career as a teacher. In the early 1970s, he worked with Gary Burton and Pat Metheny, and as a teacher, his students included Bill Frisell, Mike Stern, John Schofield, and others. He just passed away at 77. It's the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary for Mick Goodrick right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Don Newkirk, the American musician, composer, and record producer. Newkirk appeared on several hip-hop records, including those by De La Soul and Stetsasonic. He released his own solo album in 1989, Funk City, and then released a single, Small Things, not long after. He composed the score to the documentary Who Killed Malcolm X, along with Prince Paul. You can see that one on Netflix. And they also composed the score to The Best Thief in the World, starring Mary Louise Parker. Don Newkirk just passed away at 56. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hey, all you kids out there. Welcome to 3 Feet High and Rising. Now, here's what we do. The following contestants, how are you doing, contestants?
All right.
So, fellas, tell us a little bit about yourselves. Contestant number one.
How you doing, Al? Just came all the way down from Wichita just to be on this show. You know it's going to be swell, and I want to win all the money. Want to win all the money. See ya.
All right. Contestant number two.
My name is BMS. I'm from Australia, and I'm glad to be here.
Okay, contestant number three.
Hello, my name is Plug One, and let me tell you a little bit about myself. I like Twizzlers, and I like the Alligator Bob, and my favorite drama movie is Bloodsucking Freaks, just like your mama.
Okay, contestant number four.
Hello, my name is Prince Paul. Glad to be on the show. Thank you.
Okay, now we've met our contestants, let's get to the game. I'm going to ask an amount of 4 questions, and you'll try to answer them correctly. Now you out there in the audience can answer along with them. How many feathers are on a Purdue chicken? How many fibers are intertwined in a shredded wheat biscuit? What does touche et lele poo mean? How many times did the Batmobile catch a flat? Now that we know the questions, we'll let the contestants think them over, and we'll return right after these messages.
Now let's get right on down to the skit. A baby is brought into a world of pits. And if we could have talked that soon in a delivery room, we would have asked the nurse for a hit. The reason for this? The mother is a jerk. Excuse me, junkie, which brought the work of the old into a new life. What a way. But this what a way has been a way of today. Anyway, push couldn't shove me to understand a path to a basic. Cause Schumer should have raced it in a first wave. Cause second wave from believers and believers will walk to it, then even talk to it and say. Can't have none of that. Tell him what to say, Mace. So bear my witness. Lie like birds of a feather. Drugs are like pleather. You don't wanna wear it. No need to ask that question. Just don't mention. You know what the answer is. Now I know a fancy Nancy, but the statement she made held a plate of weight. I even stressed it to weight. Did he take any heat? Nah, the boy was hooked. You could phrase the word base and the kid just shook. In his fashion class, once a now and never. A rock rules him now. The only designs left but once clothes made for Oshkosh has converted to nothing but stonewash. Now hopping in a barrel is a barrel of fun, but don't hop in if you wanna be down, son, cause that can mean down and out is an action. What does it lead to? Dum da dum dum. People say, what have I done for all my years? My tears show my hard-earned work. I heard shoving is worse than pushing, but I'd rather know a shover than a pusher, cause a pusher's a jerk. Platforms of fee more than charity, but the cost doesn't coincide with the ride of insanity. Is it a chant that slant the soul to feel for it? I know it's the border that flaunts the order to kill for it. Standing, scheming on a young one, thinking this time eight balls for a cool, cool player. Racked it all, tried to break Miss Q, got beat by the boy in blue. Next day you're out by the spot once more, looking hard for a crack in the hole. I asked what's the fix for the ill stuff. Word to the D-Ro, the answer should have been no.
Hell no.
Run me a score from the funky four plus one more. Rewind that back. This is the age for a new stage of fiend. Watch how the zombie scream, Mr. Crack. Plain as plain, they should have slain it from the start. Behind the ideals of cranking up the heart, now the bass claims shop over every part. Rewind that back. Rewind that back. Rewind that back. Rewind that back. Rewind that back.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the penultimate radio obituary is for Danny Kalb, the American blues guitarist and vocalist. He was an original member of the 1960s group The Blues Project. He was a protege of Dave Van Rock and became a solo performer and session musician, performing with folk singers including Judy Collins, Pete Seeger, and Bob Dylan. He just passed away at 80. It's the penultimate radio obituary for Danny Kalb. This radio obituary will include a selection directly from our director of minutia, Bob Cohen. But let's get it started with this one right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh,
let your hair hang down so low. Alberta, baby, child, let your hair hang down so low. I would give you more gold than your apron could hold if you just let your hair long hang down so low.
Tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary is for Gene Cipriano, frequently known as Sip. He was an American woodwindist and session musician playing clarinet, oboe, flute, and sax, among other instruments. He played on hundreds of recording sessions, possibly more than any other woodwind musician. He met Henry Mancini when he was playing with the continuation of the Glenn Miller Orchestra led by Tex Beneke. And that was around about the time, Mancini began writing music for shows such as Peter Gunn. He invited Sip to join him in California and contribute on flute. They worked together for many other programs and films in the later years, even playing the clarinet solo on Mancini's Baby Elephant Walk, a Bubbles in the Think Tank classic. Gene Cipriano just passed away at 94. It's the Ultimate Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you. Wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Gene Cipriano, and nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We've got one final tune to go out on, and then we're going to hand you over to the next DJ here at WMFO. Hang out with us all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, and then be back here next Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern for more silliness for your stick-shaking action. So like I said, the final tune in the Ultimate Radio Obituary, be back here next week. And everything that matters is happening right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Well, very soon you will be sleeping, and you'll wake up in a dream. So close your eyes, it's time to go to sleep. And soon it will be morning, time to start another day. But now it's time for you to go to sleep. So turn out the light, it's time to say goodnight. Turn out the light, hold each other tight. Don't be afraid to hold each other tight. Pull down the shade, it's time to say goodnight.
hard, he worries so long, he worries so much he could not sleep. And a man who never sleeps could never have a dream. Oh, oh, don't let this happen to him. Turn out the light, it's time to say.
WMFO in Medford, stereo.